out into the town to go to the bars and restaurants, or to walk in groups of friends to Red Square, to hear the Kremlin chimes and see the changing of the guard outside Lenin's mausoleum. The more prosperous party officials, soldiers, artists, writers, musicians, drank sweet champagne in their apartments, or celebrated in their professional clubs and places of work. The Stalin car factory laid on a party for the military. Heroes of the Soviet Union, military commanders, and ordinary soldiers, no doubt carefully selected, danced to the music of Johann Strauss and sang the International. The central house of the merchant marine entertained the sailors. The Komsomol, the Communist Youth League, put on a party for secondary school children in the Hall of Columns by Red Square, the same building which witnessed the show trials of 1937. The atheist regime did not, of course, recognize Santa Claus. But Grandfather Frost wore his predecessor's long red robe and long white beard, and handed out his presents by a large fir tree decorated with candles and glass baubles in the old way. Once they had recovered from their hangovers, there was plenty for people to do on New Year's Day itself. The Bolshoi Theatre was putting on Rimsky-Korsakov's Tsar Sultan and Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, as well as a couple of other operas. The Mali Theatre was performing Gogol's The Government Inspector and Ostrovsky's Crazy Money. At the Moscow Art Theatre,